If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I feel like cancel culture is coming from the subtitles. Like, it's ruining the TV really? Watching experience. Okay. Who fucking cares?
I know.
Who cares?
If you like to watch them, watch them.
God
you
bless you.
Turn it off.
Don't turn it off. That's right. And if you're in a house with subtitles, burn it down. The only way to get rid
torch
of those
your neighbor's house.
Subtitle people is if we just start burning them at the stake, subtitle fuckers. And I thought we could, like, broadcast the commercial break
right.
live.
Yeah, no.
And as people were coming out of the party, they'd be like, oh, cool, let's go listen to what the commercial break has to say. But my avatar must have had some kind of sign on it that said, like, you know, desktop.
Alert.
Yeah, alert. Desktop. Molester. Yeah, that penis may look small, but that penis is 17 and a half inches long when you get up close. Yeah. But compared to the size of his body,
right.
Yeah, it looks, you know. Yeah, I wouldn't go bragging about it if I was David, but, you know. If I was David, I might put a loin on or something. Yeah.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 15 seconds or less, or your money back. Go to the brand new TCBpodcast.com to collect your winnings. Kristen Joy Hoadley.
Yes,
do
Brian.
Do you or do you not watch television with subtitles on?
Not unless they're needed.
I watch with subtitles always.
Really?
Yes, I think it has something to do with the children. Like, sometimes I watch TV at night and I want to watch the subtitles because I can't turn it on that loud.
Yeah. You can also put your AirPods in.
Yeah, no, go smart ass.
That's what I do.
Thanks, Chrissy. Do I wear smart pods? Do I wear earpods? Yes, I do. Is Chrissy an asshole? Yes, she is.
Is Chrissy smarter than Brian? Yes,
probably.
She is.
This is a big debate going on right now.
Okay.
Amongst people in my mind about whether or not
there's quite a few of those
subtitles. Yes or subtitles? No. Mm-hmm. And some people are saying that subtitles are ruining the TV watching experience.
Well, it's hard to pay attention to what's actually going on the screen.
Oh, definitely.
When you have to read it.
Yeah.
So there's certain English movies, like if it's in a Scottish brogue or English, then I need to put the
Scottish brogue. What is a brogue?
It's the talk.
Is that the talk of the Scots?
It is.
It's a brogue. How do you talk Scottish?
I don't know. I'm not going to try it.
Hey, McKenna Cuddy.
Doing Ancestry.com, I figured out I'm like 50%
Scottish.
She
found out that her ancestors used to have a brogue.
That's right.
What's a brogue?
And a kilt.
I think you're right. I think this comes from two things. Me watching with subtitles. Comes from three things. Number one, the children. Three things with two fingers
two
up.
Fingers.
Number one, the children.
Yes.
Number two is that I watch a lot of television shows, British comedies. And so I don't always 100% of the time understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
So I like to watch with the subtitles. Number three is I watch in the studio a lot. And so sometimes I'm actually editing, so I have to keep the subtitles on so that if I'm, you know, that's why the show sounds so good is because I'm paying attention to the English subtitles.
To the subtitles.
That's right. I think it definitely ruins the watching experience because my eye just goes straight to the words.
Of course.
I have to read the words. But now I find it to be something that I do almost all the time. Like, I always want to watch the subtitles.
Okay.
And here's what happens.
To their own, as I like to say.
You know, on the Netflix, subtitles are cool because, you know, the words pop up right away. But if you're watching live television.
Oh, and the mistakes that happen.
The mistakes that happen are way too funny, number one. But number two, they're like five sentences behind.
Yes, they are.
And they often put the subtitles right on the face of the person that's on the TV.
So right.
It's just like da, 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 da. So I get why people are upset about the subtitles. But then
you don't have to turn them on. Why are people upset?
Well, they don't want other people having fun either. They don't like other people watching with subtitles either. I don't know. It's welcome to 2022 in the United States of America. You can't do it if I don't like you to do it.
Right.
It's not allowed if I don't like it to be allowed. That's the way that it is. It's the fucking cancel culture. It's like everyone gets so upset about everything.
I know.
Every little fucking thing everybody gets so upset about. And I don't really understand it. And I have a fear that those who push for cancel culture so much need to be careful, because cancel culture will always come for you. It always will.
Absolutely.
We're evolving as human beings, and people do make mistakes, honest mistakes.
Yes.
Now, if you're just an asshole all the time, then I can understand why. Why maybe some people would call for, you know, hey, I don't want your removal. Yeah, your removal of whatever. Like,
from society.
If you're running around touching the interns, maybe you shouldn't be the CEO
absolutely
of a company.
Not.
Right? That's
yes.
There you go. Cancel culture. Cancel that guy from the culture.
Yes, you should. Right?
But if, you know, you say something that's out of turn and you just make a mistake, or you don't really know, I don't think that means you can never be talked to again in life by any other decent human being.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But this, I feel like cancel culture is coming from the subtitles. Like, it's ruining the TV
really?
Watching experience.
Okay.
Who fucking cares?
I know.
Who cares?
If you like to watch them, watch them.
God
you
bless
know,
you.
Turn it off.
Don't turn it off. That's right. And if you're in a house with subtitles, burn it down. It's the only way to get rid
torch
of those.
Torch your neighbor's house.
Subtitle people is if we just start burning them at the stake, subtitle fuckers.
They had to wear an S on
yeah,
the forehead.
Subtitles. How dare you with the subtitles? They go right on the person's face. I just don't get it. I don't get why people are so angry about subtitles.
No, there's no need to be.
No, it's as if...
You can be very angry about some things like climate change, we were just discussing.
Climate change is something to be angry about.
You know, yeah. And if somebody's committed crimes, you know.
Get angry at that.
Yeah, but...
Someone's being a perv.
The least of the things that you should be getting mad at.
It's fucking subtitles.
Remember my slogan? Rev down.
Rev down. When you can't go all the way up, you go all the way down.
Just rev yourself on down.
Yeah, that's what, like the commercial break, you know. Aim high. Get low. Aim
burn
high,
out your engine.
Except low is the best you're going to get. It's better than most, but not as good as the best. That's right. That's the commercial break. I read the most. Remember, I want to tell you something, and it's I want you to listen closely. I am right. I'm right.
Okay.
I'm right about one thing. I've been right about one thing this entire commercial break, and I'm about to share with you what that is.
Okay.
And I want to mark this day in history. Okay. Episode 200 and whatever it is. I want you to mark it in your calendar.
Taking fastidious notes.
I've taken fastidious notes. Well, I feel like, you know, most of the time I just make shit up here on the commercial break. I don't really do any research.
True.
And so it just comes out of my mouth, however it comes out of my mouth. But this particular time, I literally predicted the future and it came much quicker than I had expected.
Okay.
You can get someone meta pregnant.
Oh.
You can get someone meta pregnant. And there are meta paternity rights are going on right now as
how does
we speak.
That freaking work?
You
what?
Spread your little meta penis and then you put it in a meta vagina and you have little meta babies. I don't
no,
know.
No, that's yes. not a thing.
I'm not kidding. I'm absolutely. You have meta sex and someone can get meta pregnant and then now they're fighting over meta pregnancy rights. It's an absolute
this
thing.
Is another reason I'm not getting into the metaverse.
I just feel so. I'm so stressed for my children.
I mean, not only do you have your regular life to live,
yes,
reality, but then you have your virtual
that's
reality
right.
too.
You're going to have to wrap that little meta cock in little you know ones and zeros, because you could get someone accidentally meta pregnant. You could be responsible for that meta child for the rest of their life.
You know how much those cost?
Millions.
A lot.
Yeah, millions in meta coin. Bold yeah. coin. Be bold. That's the question. It's like, if you get someone meta pregnant and there are literally paternity rights, first of all, who controls the baby? Like, you know, right now there has to be an actual person controlling the avatar. But if you have a baby, does it come out like having its own personality?
I would say the woman would control the baby and create a new profile under her account.
Oh, she creates a new profile?
I mean, I guess. Like Netflix, where you have you're the original account holder.
Sharing you can, with your account, yeah.
You can create other profiles.
You have little four little meta yeah. babies running around?
Yeah.
Do you think they just grow up?
You're the daddy. Yeah, you're the daddy.
Yeah. I wonder if you change meta diapers and all that shit. I'm so fascinated by this. And if someone knows anything about this, I would love to talk to them on air about this. Because I want to know, do you have to meta feed it? Do you
I
have
would
to,
think so. You have I mean, if you're meta, going in, if you're having the baby.
Does it have a meta shit?
I mean, all
yeah.
In.
Does it have meta diarrhea?
Yeah. Everything.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The reason this whole thing got brought up is because someone was talking on a video that I saw that there are currently meta protests over meta abortions. Meta abortions. We can't even get it right in the real world. And now we're arguing over whether or not you can get a meta abortion. It's fucking crazy.
Oh my God, it's too much.
It's fucking crazy.
It's too much.
But there are people being meta assaulted. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in that metaverse we don't know about.
Yes.
I wasn't even allowed to cross the bridge into the real metaverse. I had to stay in the beginner's area.
They said, leave me alone.
They're like, old white man with a desktop. Nope. He's sure to molest somebody. That's
getting my Leave me head. Alone.
Yeah.
I love that you were the one that asked for where's the party. And someone said, leave me alone.
Anybody who asks where the party is probably not going to end up at the party.
They tell me to go to the party.
Oh, yeah, man. 266 Beach Boulevard. Go there. Sweet, bro. Thanks. Is this where the party is? Grandma, are you having a party? If you have to ask, I know, I get it. It was kind of a weird question, but I wanted to know.
You were like, trying things out.
I thought people were going to be more friendly in the metaverse. I thought it was going to be an all open.
I'm picturing like a little avatar moving away from you. I met like him running.
I met like a centaur with long hair. And he was like, leave me alone. Gallop, gallop, gallop. He galloped to the party and I tried to follow him, but I couldn't keep up because my avatar was white guy with sandals and shorts. And I was like, hey,
on a desktop,
I can't run that fast in flip flops on my desktop. I got to go 1.7, 1.7, 1.7. For those of you that don't know, I visited the metaverse one time and I made an avatar that looked remarkably like myself. And I went into the metaverse and there was literally no one around. And so I was going through, like, looking through all these lands trying to find somebody. And I found a couple people hanging out at a fountain. It was like a, you know, like a welcome, like, welcome to the metaverse.
A welcome fountain.
Yes. It was an island, and I was surrounded by water, and I couldn't go anywhere except for this
they
one
put
island.
You on an island. They put you on
there
an island.
There was a boat, but I couldn't figure out how to get on it. And so I went to the fountain. There were other people hanging around. You know, there was a couple of groups hanging around, and then there was one, like, centaur avatar. He was just had like long flowing hair, and you walk up to him and you bump him, and then there's a little chat box that opens up. And so I was like, hey man, do you know where I can get at a good party or something? He or she or they or them were like, leave me alone.
It's so classic. I know we were talking one night. I mean, because we basically text all day, every day at this point. So you
the
said.
The conversation never stopped.
You said you had big plans for us that you had created. It looked like you'd maybe created me an avatar.
I don't know. It's possible that I tried to get away with you. Maybe they'll take to this hot chick better. Let me see if I can convince him that Hoadley's cool. I wanted to start like a whole TCB stand.
Don't
like,
be impersonating me in the metaverse.
I was thinking about just
I can meta sue you.
I was going to find someone to get you meta pregnant. Have a little TCB baby running around. I was going to, you know, I was going to buy a little piece of land near the party, like Snoop's house.
Okay.
And I was going to put us in there, and I thought we could like broadcast the commercial break
right.
live.
Yeah, no.
And as people were coming out of the party, they'd be like, oh, cool, let's go listen to what the commercial break has to say. But my avatar must have had some kind of sign on it that said, like, you know, desktop.
Alert. Yeah, alert.
Alert. Alert. Desktop. Molester. I walked in, and I was like, I don't want to molest any children. Where's the party? They were like, nope. See you later.
You're staying on
the
island.
You're on the island. Yes. Yeah. The boat doesn't come for you.
No.
And there was a stage, and it was like, it looked so cool. And I thought, oh, this is great. There's going to be a performance or a concert or something. And I must have stood there for 15, 20 minutes. And, you know, they have music playing.
No, I do.
Yeah. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like Bon Jovi's, it's my life. It's now or never came on. And I just didn't know what to do.
Oh,
I bet that
it's too much.
I bet there were a bunch of people who were observing me that were just having a great time watching
sure.
me.
Sure, you were the performance.
I know. I might as well have put socks on with my sandals, walked around like my dad.
Yes.
Oh, but this metaverse is getting crazy. So now you can get meta
more,
pregnant.
More.
People are getting meta assaulted. They're going to meta parties. They're getting high. someone claimed that they were drugged in the metaverse. I don't even know how that fucking happens. Like, if you get drugged in the metaverse, does your avatar fall asleep?
Right. What happens?
I don't know, but I saw a video of it. And these guys...
I need to investigate this further.
These guys were putting drugs... Like, they were putting something
into
this...
They were, roofing?
Yeah, they were, like, putting something into the drinks of this girl who claimed that she was assaulted after she was drugged. But I just don't understand exactly how that works. Like, I mean, you're on a computer. Just turn it off. Just unplug. If things get too rowdy, yes. Just go back to the island.
Exit,
go back to...
Exit.
Yeah, you go back to the fountain.
Escape key.
You go back to the fountain where you find Brian. Sitting there 30 years from
that
now.
Could be your new role. You could just be welcoming all these, you know, stray people that...
Hi! Leave me alone!
Would you like to party?
Yeah. The desktop molester's at the fountain again. Hi! How old are you?
Oh my God. I do need to investigate this.
Yeah, you do need to. And now,
but I don't want to.
Well,
but I need to just to know what's happening.
There's got to be metaverse sex then, right? There's got to be.
I mean, does like, you know, Ram Dass or Deepak Chopra have a metaverse I can get into?
I'm sure that they do. Yeah. I'm sure, you know, or they're thinking about it. They're going to be in there soon.
Yeah.
You know, Eckhart Tolle is somewhere out there in there, or someone's repeating his verses or something. The metaverse is apparently very large already, and there's, you know, a couple millions of people that are on the metaverse. You know, that damn Sims has been around forever.
Simulated life. The Second Life.
Yeah, it's been around forever, and people are still
going
to
Second
Life.
But what about
if
you're just trying to do your first life?
I'm just trying to get off the island.
I'm trying to live my first life.
Yeah, I just want to get past the fountain. How do I do that?
I guess you can kind of redo in the metaverse.
Okay, so there's got to be meta sex, right? And then you wonder, like, the functionality of that. Do you get to pick your own appendages? You know what I'm saying?
I would think so. You can be whatever you want in the metaverse. That's the person you saw was a centaur.
I saw a centaur. I mean, he had a horse cock. Yeah, he was running around.
You can do whatever you want.
And that made me think about picking your own size, like your own penis size. Of course, I am thinking about picking your own penis size because I'm a 45-year-old white male, right?
Yes. Goes straight to there.
But then it reminded me of a couple episodes ago when we were talking about micro penis. Mm-hmm. If you remember, I had gone back, I landed in Dallas, and the two people in front of me were having a very strange conversation about micro penis. By the way, they were not together. It's not like they were a couple. They were just two strangers talking about micro penis. Go figure.
I mean, it's, yeah.
And I thought to myself, I have the like utmost empathy what that must be like to grow. I mean, there's already, at least when I was a teenager, there was already a ton of self-consciousness about your penis.
Sure.
Just like I'm sure there is for women about their breasts or whatever part of your body you're uncomfortable with.
Right.
Your hair, your nose, your eyes. Everyone's got something. And I really felt very empathetic toward people who have this condition called micropenis, which is apparently a penis smaller than an inch.
Like it sounds.
Yeah, micro.
Like it sounds.
Yeah, I guess I don't have to do too much explaining. Micro penis. Yeah. It's not like I just said encephalitis penis. Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, it's exactly like it sounds.
So I needed to do a little more investigation on micro penis and who these men are and what they're up to, right? Mm-hmm. And how they've dealt with this all their life. To let you know, there are some men that are not at all upset about having micro penis. No. They're proud of it.
Yeah.
They say, listen.
It's different.
It's different. That it is. Did you say you had a friend that
I did?
You had a friend that got with a guy that had micro penis?
Yes, yes.
And I said, did she like it? And you said she tried.
She tried.
Okay, fair enough. But there is one particular gentleman that's out there that is writing and talking about his micro penis, his condition, and sharing that it's not exactly what people think it is, number one. And number two, he's loud and proud micro penis. He wants everyone to know it.
Good
so
for him.
I was trolling on the internet,
as
I like to do, and I found that our good friends at ITV have had this man on.
Of course.
Of course they did.
Have.
Yeah.
How do they do this show? We need an ITV. I mean, we need to have the most
wild and crazy interviews. Yeah, and just
and
bring
act
them
like
on.
it's an
totally
actual...
Totally normal.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the thing about ITV. So ITV is...
Yeah, because it's not like a Jerry Springer or a craziness like that.
No. No,
it is like two hard-hitting journalists.
Yeah, the only difference between this
in a TV room, a newsroom.
talking to people who have sex with
it's
ghosts.
It's like your local news, yeah. But they just seriously talk about
they give it all their...
People with aliens.
And... Part of the reason, you know, the British accent gives... By the way, I think that was from ITV.
Yeah. I think you need to get that guy in the metaverse.
Oh my God. So
running around.
He's already in his own metaverse. Running around from the fountain to the beach, looking for a way off the island. Our good friends at ITV do a British morning television show. And there's something about the British accent that lends credibility to almost anything.
Yes.
And so what they do is they bring on a bunch of Looney Tunes and they take them absolutely seriously.
Yes.
And they get the best interviews out of it. And I mean, listen, not everyone's a Looney Tune. I don't think this guy is. But there's a gentleman who's written a book about micropenis and his experience with it. And he just wanted to share with everybody. This is not as bad as you think, right?
I like it.
He also wanted to let the ladies know.
He's open for business.
That his penis is not the only thing he's working with. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Hey, cats and kittens. Welcome to the commercial break. Inside the commercial break. You are the best part of the commercial break. And Chrissy and I want to include you even more. So do us a favor. Hit us up with your comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas at one of two places. Either 661-237-8296. You can text us or leave us a voicemail there. Or you can send us an email through the website. Just go to tcbpodcast.com and hit the contact us button. While you're there, you can listen to all the audio or watch all the video right from one location, tcbpodcast.com. Commercials. Am I right? But for a lot of us independent creators, it pays the bills and it keeps the content coming free and frequently to you. So do us a favor. Take a listen to our sponsors, and if you're ever in the market for their products or services, you could use the URLs or the specialized codes we drop inside of those ads. That lets the sponsors that financially support us know that we're doing our job. Therefore and to for, you are financially supporting us. But you don't have to spend money to love on us. You can always leave us a review, a rating, or a comment on your favorite podcast player. Take 2 minutes. If you send us a screenshot, I'll send you some swag, and you'll forever be known in our hearts as the human who said they love the commercial break out loud to other people. At the commercial break on Instagram or TikTok and youtube.com/the commercial break. The videos are edited with a lot of love, care, and extra comedy. So after you listen to it here, go watch it on YouTube and get an extra laugh you can put in your stash. We're going to hear about those sponsors now, and then we'll be back to this episode of the commercial break. Wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Mint Mobile. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, I've learned one thing and one thing only. There's always a catch. And when I first heard about Mint Mobile offering premium wireless service that starts at just $15 a month, I thought exactly that. What is the catch? But there isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they are the first wireless company to sell service only online. They cut out all the expensive cost of fancy retail stores and they pass those sweet savings directly onto us. I've mentioned on the show that my in-laws from Venezuela come a couple months in the summer and then a couple months during the holidays, and there's a huge expense to them coming, and that's getting them wireless service while they're here. So this summer, we just plugged in the Mint Mobile SIM card and wham bam, we have wireless service, unlimited text, unlimited talk, unlimited data, and the quality is just as good as our big carrier. And Mint Mobile gives you the best rate, whether you're buying for one or your entire family. And at Mint Mobile, families start at just 2 lines, not 4. All plans, every one of them, come with unlimited talk and text plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. This is dirt cheap service, and it's just as good as the big carrier you're using right now. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/TCB. That's mintmobile.com/TCB. Cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TCB. And thank you, Mint Mobile, for becoming a sponsor of the commercial break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So without further ado, I'd like to present our good friends at ITV, the morning show at ITV.
What are their names again?
Well, these are two different people, by the way. These are two different hosts.
Okay.
So this is not the same hosts. So this must be, I don't know, maybe they were on vacation or
different
something.
Hosts.
Different hosts.
Oh, wow.
But they take the situation just as seriously.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Why have you drawn attention to all of this instead of shying away from it?
So just for those of you that can't see this at home, the name of the presentation, the name that they're putting on the bottom of this is I Have a Small Penis and I'm Proud of It.
So I think sort of anxiety grows in the dark, really. I think I spent years and years thinking, oh, I am the only one with this problem. And by
Did he say it grows in the dark?
Anxiety grows in the dark.
I thought he said, I feel like this grows in the dark.
He's the author of the Small Penis Bible.
Ant Smith.
His name is Ant.
You could not make this up. I already like him.
Being quiet, wasn't letting anybody else with the same problem realize that we're never really alone. Yeah, whatever your issue is, there are 7 billion of us. There'll be somebody else out there who understands, identifies, and can help.
How many people do you think?
I'm small penis.
Have you included me in that?
He's very interested.
This is another stupid question.
Is small?
Well, it depends on how you define it. If you say that small is less than average, then that's half of all men. That's 1 in 2.
Well, that's an interesting way to do your math problem. How small? I think micropenis is technically defined as shorter than 1 inch.
Yeah, I think
while
it's,
flaccid,
a specific.
Yeah, there's a very specific
length
thing. Yeah, but he's right. If average, then half are less than are small.
Yes.
Okay, let's address this straight away. We have got mocked up in studio if you're from nervous disposition.
Oh my God, he's mocked it up. Let's address this
mocked
straight
up
away.
Two cups.
Look at her. She's like, okay, here we go.
She's like, all right, Dick, I know you got a small
Dick. Why did I have to fill in today?
Look at her. She's mortified.
Yeah.
She's like, this is going to go on my highlight reel. I'm never getting a job in American television.
Look away now, but we've got two cardboard cutouts. Let's have a look at those, right? The one on the...
Oh, my God. Chrissy. They've got life-size cutouts
for those of you that are don't watching, life-size cutout of two men, like silhouettes of two men just kind of standing up straight, holding their arms out, and then they literally...
Look at me.
...have a paper dick that's a completely different color glued to their thing. And one is... I would say one is fairly large, and one is not fairly large.
No,
yeah,
tiny.
Right of your screen, and correct me if I'm wrong, we don't need to see it close up. I think we can see it from the...
Okay.
The cameraman went
Guy,
close up.
Hey, bud, okay. Once you put a full-grown silhouette of a man with a taped-on penis, doesn't matter how close you get. Everyone knows.
Full distance, yeah. Represents the average size worldwide in a resting position, shall we say. The one on the left of your screen, Ant, is something that you would identify with. You would term this to be what is termed a micropenis, right?
So I wouldn't use that term myself. Right. It's a very specific medical term. And
I'm not a doctor, but I do have a small dick.
I don't think it's particularly helpful, and it's really a means of labeling people, and I don't think we should
do that. A lot of people, though, will look
just
at that and they will want
tiny.
To know.
Yeah. Tiny too.
Yeah. Just use tiny.
Just use tiny penis.
I mean, what else do you want to use it?
It's a small penis.
Yes.
It's okay, dude. Whatever.
He knows it's okay.
He wrote the small penis Bible. I mean, if micropenis offends you, why did you write the small penis Bible? There are four words there that are offending everybody.
And how they measure up to that, where they stand. Now, you can show us the thing about the one on the left of the screen, which would represent you.
Yeah.
You can show us what it is like extended, though. And this is part of the whole.
So it's one
issue that you want. So if you please would show us that.
And then I think that will extend.
Yes. I think we want you to actually touch the penis, if you don't mind. If you don't mind,
show us
yanking the penis a little bit.
They've got like a cutout to where the penis is.
It's a cutout. It's like one of those, you know, when you were a kid, yeah, they used to make like a couple of pieces of cardboard paper and you would make a hole in one and then you could slide it. Exactly. Or like one of those books that you got where you took a little tab and slid it back and forth.
That's what this is.
Mickey Mouse would go like this on his little train. That's what they got mocked up here.
Absolutely. And this is one of the beauties of it, actually, because this amount of extension is something which
could you maybe stand on the other side?
Just give it a tug.
Do you mind standing on the other side?
Just give it a little tug.
Just give it a little tug. Tug.
Aunt.
Just give me a little rubby tuggy over there. That. Let's not get a close up on that. We might offend everybody having breakfast. Do you mind standing on the other side? I want to get a good look at this.
Rick gets this, thank you.
Okay.
He pulled it.
He pulled out the tongue of the penis.
Holy crap.
They literally have a pop-up book of penises.
I mean, look, he's saying that it extends.
If it extends that far, it's bigger than the other one.
Yeah.
Okay, good for him.
Okay, so if we leave that there fully extended,
yeah,
then you begin to talk about this whole myth or argument, size is everything, is size everything, and you feel you can do a lot when you are at full working capacity.
This guy is working overtime to make this interview sound serious. Really, I mean, it is a serious interview, but he's working overtime to make this sound prim and proper.
Yes, on morning TV.
Yeah, you could tell he's just so hot and bothered by this.
Yes, because I use more than just that part of my anatomy in my relationship with my beautiful wife.
There you go, Aunt. All right, buddy. I like this.
Multi-talented.
Yeah. He says, listen, I can pull it out. I can pull it out an extra couple of inches when I need to.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, it's not just my dick I'm working with. And he shows everybody
that he's putting the effort in.
That's right. He's never going to lose that girl. He could buy some teeth, but, you know, that's besides the point.
Yeah.
So they're saying, the average penis erect is 5.16 inches.
That's correct, yeah.
And yours is 4. So there's only actually, once erect, there's only an inch in it.
Yeah.
Do you want to show us? Could you go over there and stand? Yeah. We don't need a close-up, but if you could get it far away.
Let's pull your pants down and show us.
This poor hosts right here are just, they have to do their best with the most ridiculous,
they knew what they were
thing.
Signing up for,
of
getting on ITV here.
Why do you think a lot of men lie about the size of their manhood?
Man has ever done
never
that.
Lied about the size
they
of
even
my
say
dick.
It's smaller than it actually
yeah,
is.
I do. I say, listen, it's only 8 or 9 inches. Right. It's not gonna hurt you, don't worry. 5 or 6 inches is the average size. Flaccid, which, yeah.
No, I thought she said erect.
Oh, erect?
That's what she said, erect.
The average is 5 or 6 erect?
That's what she said.
Let me go back here. I'm about to make myself feel good today.
Anatomy in my relationship with my beautiful wife.
So they're saying, the average penis erect is 5.16
erect.
That's correct, yeah.
Holy shit, guys.
Things have changed.
That is awesome.
This is Central Control.
Yeah, got a whole new confidence going on.
Wow, Chrissy. Mm-hmm. I've been living so many years of my life under the covers going, I wish my dick
was ding dong.
A piece of cardboard I could pull
you just
out.
Got, you
and yours is four.
Ding dong, the dick is dead. Ding dong, small dick is dead, small dick is dead, small dick is dead.
Yeah, it's a whole new perspective.
Yeah, just like the commercial break.
There's only actually, once erect, there's only an inch in it.
Yeah.
Why do you think a lot of men lie about the size of their manhood? Therefore, it causes this insecurity amongst men.
I think men certainly will exaggerate.
That's a lie. That's what a lie is.
Yeah. Everyone knows you've measured your penis.
Just the fact he had to think about that tells me all I need to know. It's like
every guy lies about
their dick
and
size,
and they know it.
Yeah, and it's usually not with the women; it's with the other guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, because we're all afraid we're going to be found out by the women. Yeah, I mean, if you're straight, you know, if you're straight and you're like lying to women and then you sleep with them, they're going to know. But it's the other guys that you lie about.
Right.
Maybe not answer such questions directly. But when I was growing up, it's definitely the received wisdom was that average was like between 6 and 7. And therefore, when you get an anxiety, you stick that 7 number in your mind and you actually believe.
You know what sticks in my mind?
You know what sticks in my mind? Yeah, it's how you use it.
Seven has never stuck in my mind. I have always just tried to avoid the question. I have never once measured my penis.
You haven't?
No, never once. Never, not once.
Interesting.
I'm afraid of what I'm going to find out. I've just decided to stay away from the question.
You measured it in your head. Okay.
Yeah, I measured it in my head. In my head, I'm 1.5 long.
It's mine. She was on holiday in Rome.
And what is she had about?
Yes. I don't know what happened. Yeah, she's talking about his wife.
Holiday in Rome.
My wife was at holiday in Rome. She got together with the pool boy. And he was 13 and a half inches.
In your mind, and you actually believe.
You know what sticks in my wife's mind?
She was on. He is talking about his wife. What the?
Vacation in Rome?
Yeah, where could the story be going?
Oh my God, I could only imagine.
Holiday in Rome. And she came across a statue.
Several statues.
Several statues.
Yeah. She said, "Why isn't your dick that big?" Yeah. What happened to yours?
The ancient Roman gods.
Well, I know where he's going with this, is that all those statues, which I've seen, you know, and I've been to Rome and seen all those.
Me too.
Those penises are all very small. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of statues from that particular time where they have like massive, huge cocks.
Well, because they're not like fully erect too. I mean, they're doing it like, you know, they're making it.
Well, I know, but when you have a big dick, you got a big dick. You know what I'm saying? When you got a big dick, you got a big dick. It doesn't have to be erect to go, you can tell. Right?
Right.
Most times, unless it's cold, and it's cold in here all the time. So take my.
The most famous one, the David statue here. Yeah. And as my wife points out, why are they all, I don't know, if we need to do a close up, maybe that's the one we should be doing a close up on. But
what's this guy into? I'm having a hard time figuring it out.
My wife points out, as you can see there, David wasn't overly generously endowed. So it raises the question, how typical is David?
First of all, that statue, I've seen it in person and it's huge.
It's huge. Me too. I've seen it.
I thought it was going to be small, but no, it's huge.
It's huge.
It's like 8 feet.
Yeah,
nine feet tall.
Penis may look small, but that penis is 17 and a half inches long when you get up close. Yeah. But compared to the size of his body, it looks, you know. Yeah, I wouldn't go bragging about it if I was David, but you know, if I was David, I might put a loin on or something, just to, you know.
Now, to some of the museums took photographs and did orthogonal projections and worked out that actually the majority of our surviving statues are pretty typical of what we find in men today.
You did projections?
Yeah, they did projections.
He did astral projections or whatever he just said.
I don't know if he says people did it. I don't know.
I don't know. He wrote the Bible on small penises.
And so this statement that, he's not well endowed, is actually only something we say because our expectations are skewed.
Porn.
That's right, yeah. Guys, don't feel bad. Yeah. I mean, 14 and a half inches and 30 inches around is not normal. Yeah. Nor do most women probably enjoy that.
No.
Yeah.
from everything that we
hear. In his day, that was a perfectly normal...
In this day, it's a perfectly normal...
Yes.
Yeah, things haven't changed. Yeah. It's still men.
Our brains have gotten bigger, our backs have gotten stronger, but our penises have stayed the same size.
What does your wife, Christine, think about you going so public? Because you've been on This Morning with Eamon and I before, yep, kind of 18 months ago, with two other men,
yeah,
to discuss this. So you're
going I got to hunt that before. Video down.
Yeah. To raise awareness, to get men, you said one in two men are going to be thinking to, that,
give
that,
to that the they're GoFundMe page to raise awareness.
One in two men.
They're going to do like a marathon for raising awareness.
One in every two men has David penis. They're just normal.
We gotta raise awareness.
They don't have a long dong silver. Won't you donate the price of a cup of coffee today? You can make all these penises longer and stronger. By doing a simple process of putting a slit in the stomach and inserting cardboard paper, you now can pull it out and push it in for the price of a cup of coffee. Call now.
I got cardboard cock.
Than somebody else. So what does she think about it, though, that you being so public?
I think she's always been quite proud of
think of it.
Come to think of it, I haven't seen her in at least 6 years.
The things that I write and publish, because it's always been addressed at trying to make the world a bit better.
Really. I'll tell you what, you speak quite directly. It wouldn't be for everybody, this book. It's hardly light bedtime reading. I mean, it is quite direct.
It's not bedtime reading.
It's exactly bedtime reading. Yeah. You shithead. You've done nothing but be a pain in the ass since this whole thing started. Chill out, dude.
But could I ask you something? Newspapers, magazines, ads on your phone, whatever, all out there trying to make a lot of men think they can do something about the way they are endowed. Is there any value in any of those things? Do any of those things work?
Well, what does the Bible say?
What does the small penis Bible say? Like you don't know, dude.
I know.
Like you don't know. There's only one reason why you get all of those ads on your computer is if you've been searching for those things on your computer.
Definitely work. And one is control of weight. You know, as you put weight on, yes, then more of that gets buried. And then
buried. Where? Where
it
does
goes
it go?
Up in it folds.
Is it like the more that you eat, the fat goes from your cock into your belly?
Yeah.
Smaller belly, you may have a bigger something else.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That can, you know, that could make up to a couple of centimeters difference. And then there are.
Oh God! If we're talking about centimeters difference.
Well,
I guess.
Traction devices, which, if used under medical
supervision.
Support,
traction supervision.
Oh, yeah, there are traction devices.
Pump?
No, the penis stretchers.
Oh,
they, like, stretch your penis out. Yeah, I've used them.
What?
I know of these. I know that they are out there.
Okay.
And, you know, over a long time,
yes,
there's a traction. Yes, you don't want to be pulling anything off. You want some medical help
there. Strictly controlled.
Don't be pulling anything unless it's
don't
under medical supervision.
Don't try this at home? That's correct. What they're saying? Don't try to stretch
just said, don't pull anything unless it's under medical supervision.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Brown's office, how can I help you? Yeah, it's Brian Green. I just wanted to get some medical supervision. I'm about to lay one down. Kids and the wife are gone. And I just want to make sure it's okay with Dr. Brown. Oh, 1 minute, Mr. Green. Let me patch you through to his nurse.
It's all there. He's published the Bible on this. He's Aunt Smith. And he's a very brave man for talking about all of this. Thank you very much indeed.
No, thank you for having me.
Wow. Good for you, Aunt. That's really...
Getting the word out.
That's eye-opening. By the way, good for Aunt.
Absolutely.
Good for Aunt.
Yeah.
You can't help what size penis you're born with.
No, you're born that way, Gaga says.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sure there are medical things that you can do about it, including the penis pump.
Which, there's medical things you can do about anything.
Yeah, and I guess that's true.
Seriously.
If they can clean up a vulva, anything. They can make your cock longer, I guess. But, you know, to each his own. And, you know, if there are women out there that probably enjoy this.
Absolutely.
That are into this.
Well, I mean, it's not all about the penis. It's about
how
mind,
you use the mind.
And the body, attraction. Yeah,
the
how
fingers.
They make you feel. There's many
yeah,
things
just
that
think
go
about it this
on
way. If
to
you
a
look
woman's
like
attraction.
Brad Pitt, it doesn't matter what size your dick is.
True.
And if you have the money of the commercial break, you'll get any women you want.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's right.
I'm like a Brad Pitt in my pocketbook.
You got that French chateau.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we have officially done everything there is to do on the commercial break. This is the last episode. Thank
we
you
really
very much.
We really need you to send in content ideas. Please.
I actually wanted to do this one. I thought it was interesting enough. Not. Yeah. But you're right. We do need content ideas. We've got 412 content ideas. I can't seem to pick one.
I know.
Oh,
it's I always try to look at new shows too, on like TLC and that kind of thing. And yeah.
Yeah. It's slim pickings out there.
Everyone's, I know there's actually good content out there.
I know. Everyone's crazy, but you don't want to talk about half the people because you're like, I'm going to get shot.
True.
If I say that, I'll get shot. Yeah. Whatever. We'll keep them coming. Because that's what we do here at TCB. All for you. We need to go into the metaverse.
Yes.
And get some ideas out there.
I think we need to. You're going to have, when we get done with this, you're going to tell me where to go so I can get signed up.
There are centaurs I was talking to. I mean, there's interesting stuff out there for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I at least just want to check it out.
All right. So this is what you do. You go to tcbpodcast.com. All the video, all the audio right there. We have two ideas that we want to pan out here. So we need your help. The world's foremost pet psychic is coming on the commercial break later on in the year, and we need a picture of your pet, and we need the name. That's all we need. Send it to 661-237-8296. You can text it to 661-BEST, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. We also want to play Random Topic TCB. Send in a random topic or word to the text message line, 661-237-8296. And coming up real soon, Chrissy and I are going to play Random Topic TCB, where we fact, news, or fiction it in 15 seconds or less for your pleasure. Also, at the commercial break on Instagram, the.commercial.break on TikTok and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Please subscribe to our channel. We certainly would appreciate it. Yeah, listen, I guess that's all I can do today.
I think so, Brian.
I mean, come on. Oh, man.
Micro penis.
What else do we need? It's an exhausting topic. But at least there's someone out there willing to talk about it.
I know. He has the Bible.
And it doesn't matter the size of your cock. We still love you here at TCB.
We
Chrissy,
love everybody.
I love you.
And I love you.
And best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
bye.